You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 448, The Dog and Pony Show is Back, with an episode recorded February 2023, posted May 2024. An octopus riding a saber-toothed tiger.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, Tony Sindelar, a dungeon master. I use he, him pronouns. And today, we are continuing the Dog and Pony adventures. We are in Ravenloft. We are playing Curse of Strahd. We are playing Dungeons and Dragons. Some people think about words before they say them. I am not one of those people. Allow me to introduce our players. They will introduce their characters, and then we will get back into it. First in my Zoom window, and therefore first in order being introduced, it's Jane Ritt. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Tony. I am playing Lena Dulina, the human rogue, and we both use she, her pronouns.
Next up, it's Erica Ensign.
Hello. Yes, I play Brildish the Dwarven Paladin. Her pronouns, like mine, are she, her. Brildish also has a celestial pony who, once again, is joining the fun. That is Pony Sindelarnt, and his pronouns are he, him.
Next up, he's read almost as many books as he's written. Why does he get a special introduction and nobody else does? We don't know. It's Dan Morin.
Hello, Tony. It's good to be back on a Tuesday night. Asterisk, that may vary depending on where you are.
Fair.
And when you are.
When you are. Yeah. And who you are.
And who am I? I play Crucible. nailed it.
Woo!
The camera's following you.
Cast in Onatar's Crucible, to be specific, a Warforged cleric of the god Onatar who uses they, them pronouns. I use he, him pronouns. That's it. I'm done.
That's it. Next up, it's Aline Sims.
Hi. I have no idea what any of us are doing right now. I play Emra Soliana, the wood elf ranger, her trusty pup, Androdite, and we all use she, her pronouns.
And last, but certainly not least, it's Micah Sargent.
Ahoy there, Tony. I play Elavor, Dancing Queen Landman, the half-elf druid. He and I both use he, him pronouns. And I also have along for the ride Samus, the saber-toothed tiger, and Danu, the fey mimic octopus, who both use she, her pronouns.
All right. We are starting off a brand new season. At the end of last season, you left Castle Ravenloft. You went to Castle Ravenloft. You had enough of it and you got out. Wise choice of things to do. Very few people escape from Castle Ravenloft alive. And yet today you have decided to go back to Castle Ravenloft. On your original excursion into Castle Ravenloft, you had a very brief meeting, brunch, interaction with Strahd von Zarovich. It didn't go great, and he basically told you you weren't welcome after 10 minutes. You totally overstayed that and wandered around the castle, which is with its very strange architecture, lots of stairways, lots of hidden doors, lots of strange caverns, strange corridors. Sometimes to get to one area of the castle, you had to go down several floors and then up another several floors. It is, you know, it is not a an easily traversed piece of architecture. But you did find several items that you were looking for. If my notes are correct, you found the skull of Argenvost, who is the deceased leader of the Silver Dragon. It's a dragon skull, and you returned it to Argenvost Holt. Argenvost Holt, in the times before, you know, Strahd was as big a bad as he was the closest thing there were to good guys in Ravenloft, and that was a big deal that you returned that, and you received a boon from that in terms of a permanent bonus to your armor class. I believe you also recovered the Tome of Strahd, which was basically most of it unfortunately disintegrated with age, but kind of a waterlogged, worn out journal that gave you some information as to Strahd's origins. and some of his weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Is that ringing any bells?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. You scouted large sections of Castle Ravenloft, though some sections remain untraversed at this point. So you've gone to Argenvoss. That took you a day. I suspect you may have spent a day there. You leveled up and you've trekked back to Castle Ravenloft. So several days have passed since your original travels around there. I'll let you decide what time of day you want to be arriving at Ravenloft, in case that matters to you tactically.
Dawn.
And we'll assume we'll assume that you camped somewhere nearby so mm-hmm. that you're not wandering into Ravenloft just at dusk, for example. You know,
so we mentioned hour.
From
you
where
mentioned we, if oh go ahead go ahead
I was gonna say
ahead.
From where we are, do we need to go through Little Barovia to get there, or do we not go through Little Barovia? I'm just wondering because
You do not need to go through Little Barovia. Little Barovia is kind of off. I can show you the map of Ravenloft, of Barovia if you want. Yeah. Little Barovia is kind of tucked in the shadow of
That's
Ravenloft
okay.
and is not a, it's not a, you don't need to go through Little Barovia to get to anywhere.
I just wanted to make sure that if we had to go through, we could check in and see if the teen that we rescued had actually gotten home. But I don't think it's worth a side trip.
Okay.
We'll I mean, unless you guys want to go check on whatever her Gertruda, I think was
Gertruda,
her name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think she would find that weird, actually. Yeah. She seems pretty done with us.
That's right.
We were trying to talk her into perhaps taking
a job as a barmaid in Valaki at some point, and we are super not ready for that yet, so we don't want to show up anyway.
Yeah.
She would be like, I don't remember you guys. We were the only people that visited you in Castle Ravenloft.
Or she'll be like, okay, I'm ready to leave Little Barovia. This place sucks. Where's my job in Valaki? And we'll be like,
Funny thing to ask that. Well, not funny, but you know.
There's wine there now. What more could we do? We restarted the industry.
Mm-hmm. Industry.
We're heroes.
So
no, genuinely, even if we were to die, at least these nice people have some wine to get through, you know? Yep.
So it is a cold, damp morning here in Barovia, Big Barovia. You camped within sight of Ravenloft, but thankfully without incident. You've marched your way up the path that leads to Ravenloft, but this time you are attempting to enter Ravenloft not as invited guests, but as trespassers. And the first thing you notice as you reach the gates of Ravenloft is that the drawbridge to Ravenloft is up. So remind you that Ravenloft is an immense castle surrounded by a curtain wall. There's there's not a moat so much as just, you know, 1,000-foot drops to the rocky mountain pass below. There's a little, you know, gatehouse tower on the other side.
Is there fog/mist in this rocky drop?
Vicinity? It's a little misty. Is that important?
It's to some people, it might be.
Yeah, you want mist? There's mist, Micah. I can't say no to mist.
You maybe want to say no to mist.
You're just going to have to say no to something more ridiculous in a minute. My question is, so when we left, we created a secret hole door in a wall. Now, that wasn't in the curtain wall, was it?
No, that was in the inner wall. It went literally into, I guess, the keep of Ravenloft itself. You created a nice little, and we had a discussion of that 7 months ago. I listened to the recording of it. It's a stone door with hinges, and it's permanent, and it gives you access into one of the kind of back passageways in Ravenloft that was, you know, clogged with cobwebs and old furniture that it is extremely unlikely that anyone would have detected. And, so that's going to, if you can get to that door, get you entrance and possibly avoid some of the things that tolerated your presence on your first trip that might be less welcoming.
So my thought was...
But you got to get inside the curtain wall to access that door.
Yeah, my thought was just we should keep that in mind when we sort of determined where we try to get in. I mean, we don't want to try to scale the curtain wall on the opposite side and then have to circumnavigate the entire castle to get to our secret door.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Mm-hmm. So it's been,
3 days
since we yeah. cast, what was it, Thunderous Smite? Which is like a very loud noise, stole his dragon skull, clearly returned his dragon skull to Argenvatold.
Murdered his Chamberlain.
And then like shot up.
Tried to break into his vault, but didn't, you know.
Shot up a magical tower that gave hope to people all over Barovia, which I'm sure that he ate.
Stole his pet teenager, you know.
Rescued his pet teenager. What we stole was his small, creepy mannequin.
And his bride.
That's right.
We did it all.
Oh, yeah, we sent her away with a spider climb.
Yeah. Okay, so he's probably mad.
Very excited to see us.
Perhaps. Slightly miffed.
Peeved. Mm. Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm gonna start off today by casting aid on some of my allies. So
which ones?
I don't know which ones have pleased me lately. No, who would like among five you? Extra hit points and five additional to your hit point maximum for the day for 8 hours?
Who has the lowest hit point?
Yep, that was my question.
Yeah, it's not me.
I don't know.
I'm at 89, so I'm probably
okay.
Fine.
67. Wait, 59, Jane?
Yeah.
Really? Well, you take that, Lena. Mm-hmm. We'll get five extra hit points plus five higher maximum. So now you're up to 64. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great.
Who else? Who else is? I feel like maybe.
How many do you have?
Yeah,
I have 66.
No, sorry. How many? No.
I can do two more. I can do two more.
You should do yourself.
I agree.
I was just gonna say, can you cast it on yourself?
Always keep the healer up. I mean, we're all healers, but just about.
No, not me.
Up to three creatures within range. So I guess that technically can include me.
So I would do you and Micah.
Yeah, that sounds right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Agreed.
We'll mark off that I've used that.
I also have
five.
My armor class is also quite.
No, they're not temporary hit points. It raises your hit point maximum by five. So if you go into D&D Beyond,
better than temporary.
There's a max HP modifier if you bring up your stuff and you can add. So yeah, so done. For the rest of the day, you get, you're up five and can heal up to that every time.
So if we weren't going to go in through the front door and the closed drawbridge, let's talk chasms. Like
can I get you into a chasm today?
Well, that might happen, to be fair. Yeah. How wide from edge to edge would you say? Can we see?
I'm sorry, looking how wide would the chasm...
Across, yeah, like
so supposing
across,
that we were to just jump across.
To jump across. The first thing I would suggest is that it's only a 50-foot wide chasm. The challenge is that there are not a lot in terms of lovely landing places on the other side of the chasm vis-a-vis the raised drawbridge.
Wait, I know how this works. We take some rope and we throw it across.
Well, let's go home.
Well, you can't go home. You're stuck in Barovia because of evil magic.
Let's go to the divas because we're done here.
So what if we didn't leap? What if we were trying to like hit it from a different angle? So like not from the edge of where the stone is across the length of the drawbridge, but like if we rotated, you know, went around to, let's say, whatever landing is closest to where we had our door. Like how wide is that?
It is wider. So there is, you know, because the kind of defenses of Castle Ravenloft, it is basically built on this stone kind of spire and the place where the drawbridge was, you know, kind of the shortest distance between the castle and the next outcropping that leads to this mountain pass. And you know specifically that, you know, this side of Ravenloft, you can almost walk up to, aside from this 50-foot chasm that there would normally be a drawbridge over. The other side of Castle Ravenloft, for example, basically looks down directly on Little Barovia and is a fall of thousands and thousands of feet.
Gotcha.
So
we know what's in the bottom of the chasm. Do we know?
You don't know.
Okay.
I could fly over and try to get the drawbridge down. I could also fly down to the bottom of the chasm and peep that out.
Mm-hmm. We came in through, like, over the drawbridge the first time we
came
through.
The drawbridge was open, inviting you in last time.
Correct. Mm. Did we see the mechanism, and did anybody take note? This is only 3 days ago in mm-hmm. game time. Of what the actual mechanism is. Is it like a crank that needs to be turned? Mm-hmm. Is it just like a lever that you pull?
Onatar would be the...
On the other
Crucible
side of
would
the,
be the one that would do that. Sorry.
On the other side of the drawbridge, there's a gatehouse that's built into the curtain wall. I don't think the mechanism for that presumably would be inside the gatehouse. I don't mm-hmm. think any of you explored inside the gatehouse last time.
No, we didn't.
Can I suss out in any way what, like, based on the outward appearance
sure.
of this? Let's roll.
Suss away. Roll to suss.
Perception is a very sussy.
I'm also going to suss.
Suss-like skill. I'm going to roll that. And I got a 26 on perception.
Mm-hmm.
What can I divine or discern?
You discern. You're looking and studying the drawbridge from where you are and what you remember. You know that there is on either side of the gates of Ravenloft, across the chasm from you, there are two little gate towers. You remember there being doors that led into those from the inside courtyard, and that likely, in traditional defenses, that there would be some kind of mechanism inside those gatehouses that would control both the drawbridge and the portcullis. One of my favorite castle words, portcullis.
That's a good word.
And
That's
that a good it, word. But that it would likely require a person in each tower to traditionally to
operate it. It's like two keys on the submarine.
Yeah, I was like, activate it. Is it currently active or is it deactivated? Operate is a better word. Yeah.
No one can fly, huh?
Elevor can.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we got
Elevor. There's only one Elevor.
So,
really
so let's talk
Elevor.
Non-traditional methods of lowering a drawbridge.
Yeah.
Like getting the rope or the chain broke.
Mm. Yep. Like, mm-hmm. can you rust a chain? Do you have a spell to do that?
I mean, you could wait over time. How long do you...
The spell is called time! Yeah. Abracadabra!
How long do your different creatures live for?
Good news, everybody. Misty. I have the spell creation, which lets me to just create non-living objects of vegetable matter within range. Unfortunately, they must be no larger than a 5-foot cube. So we're going to have to wait
vegetable?
Roughly... Mm. Well, what's a vegetable? Soft goods, rope, wood, or something similar. Vegetable, mineral, animal, you know.
Oh,
could
got
someone
it.
Cast heat metal
only
and then we like
bok choy.
Yeah. Hit it with something?
I'm gonna put broccoli in the chains. It's really where I thought you were going with that. I was so confused.
Just grow it out.
And nobody just has like the spell fly, right?
No flying spells.
I have heat metal
I used to have
I think heat metal's touch though.
So I think is it so dimension door? You can bring one other person with you.
It's only the chains are probably more on the inside though.
I'll say there's a little bit of chain visible that controls where at the tops of it.
It does not clarify whether or not all it does is heat it and it's stuffing something that takes like comes in physical contact with it takes damage, but I'm not sure that it melts it.
Yeah, I think it's just.
Is the drawbridge wooden itself? Is the drawbridge itself
made
wooden?
Of big wooden planks?
Why don't I just create bonfire a bunch of times? The cantrip create bonfire on it.
Bonfire. Technically, yeah, like that doesn't lower drawbridge. It just destructs.
Oh, right.
It would. No. If you created bonfires right around the spots where the chains are connected, it would just fall down and land.
And never be raisable again, I guess.
Yeah, true, but who cares?
Does anyone have the ability to create
bonfires? We cast Destroy Drawbridge.
In order to cast Destroy Drawbridge, you must cast Bonfire twice.
It's called Create Bridge. That's what it's called.
Oh, Create Bridge.
It's not a drawbridge anymore, but it's still a bridge.
Who will cast the spell?
I mean, if nobody has a spell called Giant Bolt Cutters to actually like cut the chains, then we just need to cut through the drawbridge instead of the chains.
If I can make a spell that's a wall, I could make it for in a way that we could walk on it.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Horse on a wall.
Unfortunately, it's a wall of fires. There's good news in that.
Okay. That's not
Does
too
anyone
helpful.
Have a laugh?
I like that nobody got smarter in the intervening 7 months.
Oh no, I'm definitely down.
It's the other way.
Oh no, worse. I know how to yeah. solve this problem. Lena doesn't. We all out of character got much smarter.
Hold on.
For consistency.
Oh, okay, give me 1 second here, because I need to know a
here
thing
comes trouble.
That I don't want to say out loud I like it. Just yet.
I'm very excited.
If this is large enough, okay.
Oh, I also have an option.
Can a medium beast that has wings fly, carry a medium beast or a medium individual.
Is this a kind of swallow carry a coconut situation here?
I'm curious if a okay, so I'll just say what it would be.
I would be suspicious about a medium beast carrying another medium beast.
That's fair. Okay, then I'm not going to say what it was.
I think you're required to say what you were gonna say.
Sailor went to CCC.
Were you gonna wild shape into something and then fly over carrying somebody?
I was going to cast giant insect, which would make 5 giant wasps, which we could then ride over. But since the giant wasps are only medium, not large.
Okay. In that vein.
Can you create very obedient termites?
So In that vein, I do have the ability to animate objects. Can I animate the chains
and then just tell them,
command them to open the door?
How many objects can you animate at one time?
Okay, so I'll tell you. Choose up to 10 non-magical objects within range that are not being worn or carried. However, depending on the size, they count as more objects. So how large are they? These count as... huge, large, medium?
They're big because it's, they're substantially sized chains, and I imagine there's a lot of it because it, controls a big, heavy drawbridge.
What if I just animate certain links? Gears? Can we
sure.
Gears?
Gears.
Oh,
yeah.
Dan, a chain is only as strong as it's as most
weakest
changeable
gear.
It's most animatable link.
Do you ever stop to think how many inspirational posters we could create just from this podcast alone?
None, because we never get inspiration.
Never mind.
Wow, Erica, that's how we're going to start a new season? I remember when we were friends.
I don't.
If you want to be friends again, just give me some inspiration.
Well, that's a little transactional, but I'm going to make a note of that.
I'm just kidding. I actually already have inspiration.
Same.
Shut up!
Can always give it to a friend.
You're a monster. Dan, certainly, Link, just to try and be your friend and not just your dungeon master, is there a reason that you're not doing the
cool
setting?
Dungeon master who's turning around his chair and...
Hey, guys. I really can't do that.
I'm not just your dungeon master. I'm your friend.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs.
Turning this hat backward. Yeah. Was there a reason that the setting 2 fires on the drawbridge doesn't work? Is it because no one can actually set fires magically?
No, we just that seemed very
it's not
boring,
as whimsical.
And we just decided to get more fun. Yeah, no, we're all on
Fair
the same page.
I liked it.
Continue.
I'm sure there's plenty of whimsy inside the accursed castle.
Yeah, these are cantrips, so it would be best if I just use the cantrips.
Yeah that's probably okay. Fair enough.
What's your range on that? I mean, I know you could fly over there and do it if you needed to. So
60 feet.
Probably I think you could totally animate the links in the chain, except that I think it would be sad because the animated links in the chain are just attached to other parts of the chain and can't do anything.
I think we'll just cast
it. It would be really depressing. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying cast it on the gears, baby.
If you can see them.
Okay, so think what we're doing is we're targeting the two sections of the drawbridge that have chains on them.
The corners.
Well, that's all we've got.
The corners. Those corners are going to have to make a dexterity saving throw of 16.
They're inanimate objects.
They fail. Uh-huh. So a bonfire. Oh, somebody's coming home. If you can hear the dogs.
I can. The drawbridge squeals like a excited dog.
Somebody's coming home.
Strahd got a puppy.
That's not good news for us, Erica.
Poor puppy. It's
all right, Elavor, you cast bonfire and then cast it again. The corners of the drawbridge burst into fire. It takes a while, and then there's a horrible sound of wrenching metal and splintering wood as the drawbridge collapses forward. The chains that were supposed to hold it in place rattle against, legit chain rattle, against the sides of Castle Ravenloft. All that stands between you and the courtyard is a portcullis that you haven't talked about.
Well, now we can get closer to the portcullis and see, like, maybe this is the gear that that Crucible can animate. Yeah. And that will just...
One problem at a time. We got to get close enough before we can actually, you know, we got to get the bridge down before we can do anything else, all right?
Mm-hmm. Can I try just a straight up sleight of hand thieves tools? This is not my first portcullis.
I mean, how tall is it? Like, we might even just be able to boost... Lead, or is the portcullis on the front of the castle or on the front of the curtain wall?
It's let's see. The curtain wall is ahead of you. The mm-hmm. courtyard, so many castle words. The drawbridge has fallen down, and you can just treat it as a bridge now. It is, in fact, permanently a bridge.
no draw about
it. Has been set on fire. That probably will hurt its life.
I mean, we're stamping out the corners.
Okay. That's not great for the drawbridge either. you're stamping out the corners as you...
Well, I mean, like, with a blanket, you know, fire blanket.
We're using our nondescript gray cloaks to just, like, you know.
My sleeping
on the other side
just...
of the 50-foot drawbridge, you can see the main gate to Castle Ravenloft. There's a 20-foot wide, 20-foot tall arch passageway that is blocked by a rusting iron portcullis.
I feel like I can probably just climb over a 20-foot wall.
Well, the archway, if there's a 20-foot opening, the walls are 100 feet high.
Okay. Oof. Okay. Well, that's a little bit trickier.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That changes things. For sure.
Well, that's when Elevore can fly.
I mean, is it a climbable wall?
I mean, all walls are climbable if you believe in yourself.
Yeah.
And have rope.
There can be
a grappling spider climb.
Yeah. You could also go and approach the portcullis. You could do lots of things.
I don't know if we want to do that, though, because you're suggesting it.
I have over 60 hit points now, so I could climb up 100 feet. I wouldn't die
if I just remember climbing. Or
you got to climb up 100 feet. You got to climb down 100 feet on the other side. So
yeah.
But if she takes a rope and a grappling hook, climbs it up, then she can put the rope down the other side.
Yeah, I mean,
that's how rope works.
It's like,
I know this.
1d6 every 10 feet. It wouldn't be fatal. Just incredibly bad.
Yeah, just don't land on your neck. Got it.
Okay, so there is possibility to just climb over it. There is someone turns into a bird. I won't say who.
It doesn't hurt.
I forgot about it.
Oh, I didn't. All right, well, does somebody want to go across, and I will be the person to do this, if needed, to just... scope out the situation.
I've got a +4 to stealth.
We did just bust down the drawbridge, though.
All the attention will be at the end of the drawbridge, not what's coming across.
I say, let's just all go to the other side of the drawbridge before something else happens.
Okay. That's probably a good
idea. I'm down for that.
Yeah,
we cross the bridge.
You cross.
It used to be a drawbridge.
Mm-hmm. You are standing at the end of the drawbridge, or the start of it. I don't know how you define these things, but there is a rusty ancient portcullis in front of you.
Someone should kick it.
Can we see through the portcullis to the whatever it is that operates this? Usually, it's some sort of a gear.
I will say that you can see through the portcullis because it's basically big metal grate, built in like a grid.
It's okay.
Old and rusty and ancient. You can't see any mechanism that activates it. Probably whatever mechanism that activates it is either inside the walls or above you relative to where you are.
Gotcha.
I put you on the map finally, 30 minutes into the episode, and I drew a portcullis in place where it is.
Yay, portcullis.
Nice. I'd say, I mean, Elevore, do you want to go check out the situation, see if you can find a lever?
Yes, he does.
I mean, you could even turn into a rat, probably. And
that's
get
what
through
I was. Yeah,
instead of
so
having to fly.
Ratavore is going to appear as opposed to the flying beast, and so Elevore shrinks down into a rat, and then right before it, you know, the full shrinkage, there is that little extension of the face as it becomes sort of snout-like and ratty, mm-hmm. and then he, you know, goes all the way into rat form, and cheep cheep cheep. Etc. Etc. Before he goes in, he runs around Samus's legs, and Samus and him do a little play thing, and then he runs through the portcullis and is looking around.
All right, you are in the courtyard of Castle Ravenloft. It is as you remember it from several days ago. You'll remember the main door is kind of directly across from you. There's this courtyard. You know that there are gates on the kind of far side of the courtyard to the north and south. There are two little gatehouses immediately north and west of you with doors into them, as indicated by these white boxes on the map.
All right. Elevore is going to go to the one that is above, because if Strahd was looking out from his castle, that would be the right tower, and
okay.
Strahd has right-handers energy totally, so we're okay. Definitely going this way.
There's a very convenient little rat gap at the bottom of the door.
rat gap. Okay, then he scurries inside.
So you scurry inside. Inside is a dark, unlit little dingy room. Let me just check here. And there is, it looks like some kind of mechanism that, it looks like there's two kind of switches, perhaps that control the drawbridge and the portcullis.
Oh, they're switches.
Mm.
Okay.
You might call them levers.
Ah, okay, well.
And I'm even going to tell you, Elevore, because you're level 9, you've been around a little bit, you know that these are magical levers. And that they are basically controlled by magic, not by physical strength.
Controlled by magic, not mm-hmm. by physical strength.
Yeah. They likely have a command word that activates them.
Oh, lovely.
Just say open.
Great. Another password.
Look around for post-it notes.
Good idea. So Ratavore is, who has dark vision up to 30 feet, is going to do, wow. Sorry, I'm just noticing. Oh, no. Okay. I was like, why does this rat have a +7 on persuasion? But I forgot I get to keep my skills.
It's a really charming rat.
He's very cute.
He's a real ratatouille.
Yes. Gets up there, starts controlling. Okay. So let me do a perception check to see if I can't see anything around here that might be of interest. And that is a 23.
You know perception? What? As you are looking around with your beady but extremely perceptive rat eyes, likely Strahd has the command word committed to memory, but perhaps some of his lieutenants or castle chamberlains are less attentive than he is. And it sure looks like someone has written kind of in grime, in the dust on the wall, a word, a six-letter word.
Oh, no.
Oh, a six-letter word.
They need to work on their
infosec.
Thank you, yeah. Infosec. Thank you. Yeah. Well, I guess I peer closer at the word to see what it is.
It looks like it says, like, sasame.
Oh, sasame. Ratavore sort of goes into his side and is, like, scratching it aside. And then he comes out with what he was looking for, which was a little sesame seed, and he eats it. And then he pops out and grows back to his full form.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, sesame.
And you know, you would know to hold one of the levers while you did that in order to.
I definitely would know to do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which lever do you hold?
Oh, wait. No, I say sesame, and then I go, you know what? I should probably push one of the buttons first before I say that. And then I look at the buttons, and I don't touch them yet. I look at sort of the way that they looked. Is there one that appears to be used more often, or did someone do a
they look
line
identical
across one? Okay. Nothing scratched in the dust atop
no.
them. Okay, well, I'm just going to hold the one on the left and say, all right. Sesame.
You hear the sound of a chain rattling against the side of Ravenloft, spooling out and into a chasm.
And then I hold the one on the right as I laugh and think about the fact that we created a bridge, and I say, sesame.
You hear the sound of a portcullis trying to be pulled up, but kind of, like, getting stuck and, like, grinding metal against stone.
We need someone on the other side.
Meanwhile, in you know, about 5 feet away on the other side of a wall, you first hear the sound of the chain that used to hold part of the corner of the drawbridge just unleash and drop.
And make sure I don't get hit.
Like 100 yeah. feet of chain into a pit. I guess that's a convenient for somebody who wants to scale part of the wall later. And then the sound of the portcullis attempting to be raised,
that, though.
But yep. it's being pulled only on one side. So it really, like, basically one corner of the portcullis goes up. There's probably, like, maybe a foot and a half gap now. It's got metal spiky bits sticking down, but, you know, the portcullis has kind of gone slightly parallelogrammy.
Could we attempt to lift to the other side to
yeah,
even it out enough to...
I think Brildishin...
I think somebody strong could certainly try to do that.
Brildish and Crucible are probably both, like, it's big enough that we could both get in there and immediately start trying to pull it up even farther.
Can we make a,
make a
aided strength check? I can,
yes.
Your strength's probably higher than Crucible's, right?
Strength plus four.
Yeah, I got plus three. So I will aid you. I'll give you advantage.
Yes, roll twice and take the highest, Brildish.
Oh, dear. That's a 10.
You,
I rolled a one.
You lift
and a six
with your
for my
back,
first.
And it like you, oh, no. it just it all.
I should have got off the pony first.
Yeah, you should have gotten off the pony first. yeah, it's there's just the sound of metal scraping, and you know some of that might be your teeth.
I'll give it a try, and maybe can I bring a lever? Do we have something we could use as a lever, like a something we got a pole arm or?
I have a magic axe.
Yeah, you got your lousy with magic axes.
Yeah. It's true. Isn't one of them like a magic battle axe? And I can magic.
I have the blood spear. I have the
oh,
evil
yeah.
blood spear.
These
yeah.
are important items. They're not just meant for shimmying.
Yeah, but I feel like that means that they can't be sundered except by magical means. So they might actually be ideal for this.
Yeah,
purpose.
So they're fine for opening cans of beer. Yeah, fine.
You know
I
what?
Hand Crucible the evil blood spear.
The best
that I want to
tool,
destroy anyway.
The best tool is the one you have with you. So I will attempt to use the evil blood spear to lever up the portcullis.
Might be the best tool. You're the biggest tool. No, yeah, fine. All right, give me a strength check, Crucible, with advantage.
Okay. Advantage. That is... All right, did a little better. 15?
All right. So, you know, clearly this would go better if somebody was in the other gatehouse operating it, but you managed to kind of, you know, it's unclear if the portcullis is even really on the tracks anymore, but it's like grinding upward, but like clearly there's a counterweight in place on the other side, and it would, you know, you get it about 4 feet open.
I like the idea that we're sitting there like, I don't know how long I can hold this, quick, and then it's like the clown car music plays as all of the people in our
the nine of you. Argyle, you already came in. Why are you going out?
I don't know. I just was fun the first time.
It's like all the animals boarding the ark.
Yes, 2x2. All right.
It just
would
has
all
to be
like
high
to
enough
scurry?
For pony to get through.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah. Can pony limbo? Have we? But there's a lot of limboing in the Feywild.
How tall is a pony?
Yeah, we don't know. No, it is unknowable.
How
all right,
low can they go?
You are all inside Castle Ravenloft.
Yay! Yay! We solved your castle puzzle!
Can we, like, just quickly scamper to our hidden door, which hopefully is still
and
hidden
so
and
you
still
do.
Scamper.
Let me just take you to there on the map. Now, I believe you left Pony outside last time.
No, we didn't.
I don't remember, but Pony was placed in a weird place on this map. So I'm taking you to the new map.
Pony died, or Pony was...
Pony
shuffled off Pony this mortal coil to his own dimension.
He took a vacation back to the celestial realm.
Now, I want you to know...
He was relieved.
I thought in prepping this session, do I leave the map open in terms of the things that they have seen versus refogging everything and relying on their memory? And I decided that that would be incredibly painful for you and for me and for the listeners.
For so just everyone.
You at least, you get to decide for your characters how much memory you have of the exact geography of Ravenloft. It is a challenging place to navigate, but for the purposes of our game, I have left the places you previously explored visible. So I'm showing you the map of the first floor of Castle Ravenloft, which you explored a decent amount of. You left a convenient stone door on the south side there. That's that little green square next to Crucible that we drew 7 months ago. And it gave you access to this back hallway that was filled with like old furniture and dust and cobwebs. There were a bunch of arrow loops that looked out on the main courtyard here. Now, you know that this secret back hallway was a little strange in that kind of the main area of it is just it ends at a spiral staircase going up and down. But you know you are on the first floor of Ravenloft. I'll remind you, key landmarks on the first floor of Ravenloft were the visitors hall, where you had a very abbreviated brunch, and the chapel. I'd say those are the main things.
Lena immediately does her signal for everybody stop moving forward, which it's unclear whether everybody knows that's what that symbol means,
but she does it with a lot of... your signal for everybody dance now.
Yeah. So like half of people stop and half of them start dancing because she wants to see. So I remember this being like spider-webbed, cobwebbed, disused. Yes. Mm-hmm. She wants to see if there are any footprints that are not ours to get a sense about whether they know that this is how we got out and are likely to get in.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So,
I'm doing current position dancing. I am not moving while dancing, so I'm not messing up anything. Yes.
I perceive 21. As to whether that has happened or not.
All right. You detect approximately 10 sets of footsteps, which are all of the Gushdang, many of you.
Gotcha.
But none of them are... There are no footsteps from ghosts or skeletons or vampires or little wood puppet men. It's just your motley crew of adventurers, ponies.
We released
lions,
him in the woods, didn't we? We just like threw him.
I think he died. I don't remember exactly.
I thought we killed him.
Yeah, I don't. Things did not go well for him. So.
Yeah. Anyway. Lena's like, good. We haven't been made.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So you now have to make the tactical decision about up or down. The classic Barovian Ravenloft question.
Still need something from down. Yeah. So
we need his vault, right?
We need the wine cellar too, right? Was there something in the wine cellar we still don't have?
The vault was up near the rooms of weeping. Yeah.
And there is always the question, I don't know for you as characters or as players, how much of Ravenloft do you want to map or not? Because you have explored lots of it, but certainly not all of it. I mean, I don't think you explored both towers, for example. But not yet.
And
you know there are these two giant spires over Ravenloft.
Did one.
It was fine.
We unfogged one.
Yeah, there is one mean puppet man in it.
I don't know if I'd go again.
Yeah.
No, okay, but there was, I forget if it was the wine cellar or if it was like a trophy room or something. It was beyond the bone room.
Yeah, I feel like picking up kind of where we left off might not be bad. And we do also know how to get back to, actually, maybe we don't know how. Never mind, we don't know how to get back to the place where we teleported from. Because remember, there's the torture chamber that has the teleport.
Yeah. And that teleported us to the
beautiful study. Yeah, it was that was down below the basement, the larder of ill omen.
Yeah. How do you remember this, Erica?
Because she just edited the episode.
It turns out, I did. Also, it turns out that those were things that Tony reminded us of right before we went in the castle. Because what's her face, Esmeralda Devon, whatever Davenport, had she had told us about those two areas, which just happened to be the areas that we ended up going to first,
which we could not have done on purpose.
So there are probably other areas that I don't know anymore.
You are looking for one remaining object, which is a holy symbol for good and protection, said to be in a cask that once contained the finest wine of which not a drop remains.
We should get that also, because it seems good.
There's also in the crypt is the body of the original Piddlewick, the ghost that appeared.
Oh, yes!
When Elevor played some instruments in the disgusting cake room.
Yep.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I've got a gift for you.
So
yeah,
down
we it go.
Is. Down.
All right. This is where I need to figure things out.
Down
so
we go.
This spiral staircase goes down to map 11.
Ooh. Ooh, the spookiness that is map 11.
The larder of ill omen and 11.
That's how many giant spiders are in it.
Ooh.
Nah.
The larder of 11 spiders.
All right, let's see. This map is a little cluttered from the last time you were there. You emerge down. You head down.
Look,
the spiral staircase.
Look, it's the old man from Area K69.
There is a the stairs, which doesn't seem like anyone has bothered to explore, lead you to kind of the edge of an old barracks where you encountered many. Skeletons, former guards of Ravenloft, and above that to the north was the, I'm forgetting the exact name of it, but the, you know,
disgusting bone room.
Yeah, the bone showroom. the hall of bones, where like all the furniture was made out of bones. There were giant bone golems. There was a giant dragon skull. There's a lot of bones. Piddlewick is here. Let me just delete some of the tokens from all the and I imagine there's still bones from the bone golem. Rahadine is still dead there. It's all a mess.
Rahadine.
Rahadine's a little stinkier.
So I wonder if Strahd just thinks he disappeared or what.
I told him to get my latte and he's
it's possible somebody has informed him of the situation, but I don't think Strahd probably does a lot of hands-on work, is what I'm saying.
He saw the glowing tower of hope rise above Arkenvossfold and was probably like, I bet they stole the dragon skull.
So I'm letting you safely approach to areas you've been before.
Yeah.
You approach the Hall of Bones from the south. You know that there is a double door leading to the east to areas unknown. There was also a single door to the north, which I believe is where Rahadine originally emerged from. So you know there's something up there. So a large part of the larders of ill omen remain unscouted.
There was something above the door that I'm standing at, right? It was like engraved with something. Or is that where the skull was?
I think the skull might have been there.
I think that was where the skull was.
Did we perceive for hidden secret doors?
No,
if not,
we got in and out.
I think you did not.
Super fast.
Yeah, we were absolutely donkey dunked by skeleton.
I don't see
monsters.
Anything. So if somebody
else
wants
around,
there to
there are a lot of bones. It is this room is tacky. It is a little bit.
My God, 15? I think I need to change dice. I rolled a 6 again.
Oh my goodness,
Lena, what are you? You're looking for secret passages with a 15?
Yeah, just secret doors.
You know, it is.
Levers.
This would be a great room to have a secret door in with all the stuff. It feels like it would be easy to kind of secrete something or secret. Something
or but secrete it something.
Well,
a lot of that happens
sometimes. Bones, too.
What is it?
Yeah, you do not see any. There are still four enormous piles of bones in each corner of the room, just to remind you. This room is described
to
these are some of my favorite Dungeons and Dragons words this episode. An ossuary.
Ooh.
Oh,
bless
yeah.
you. I will check the door. Kind of bird, the door, the bone pile in the top left corner.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can't do better. I don't like this game. It you're gives me bad rolls.
Dunking for bones? Is that what you're doing, Elevore? You just stick your
I
hand
was
into
looking
a,
in the bone pile.
You go wrist yeah. deep in a pile of bones and look for
wrist
something?
Wrist deep in a pile of bones.
All right. You know what? You're going to find something because you rolled a 7.
Yay! Oh, that's definitely going to be a good thing, is what I found.
It will be a thing.
Because 7's a lucky number.
Mm-hmm. Just a little, like, rat skull biting your hand.
Oh my god, I can wear, like, a ring.
There's no luck in Barovia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's luck? I've never heard of this.
Well, there's bad luck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so this is, like,
the opposite of
bad luck?
You stick your hands into the pile of bones, Elevore, and pull out
a vacuum cleaner.
No, you pull out it seems to be like the like not the jaws, but like a pair of a set of wooden teeth with fangs. They seem to be made of wood, painted in white, and they seem to be kind of spring loaded.
Okay.
Is George Washington here? Like, what's happening?
There's a little. There's
yes,
little
this was my favorite toy as a child.
It's like
Lena, look.
Yes, I spent many evenings by the fire with my dear papa before the accident.
Oh no!
Was the accident directly related to this item?
I'm going
to
nature the wood. I'm going to roll for nature to check the wood.
You know
how old it is.
Way to use your rolls appropriately. You roll 22. You know exactly what type of tree it came from and was fashioned from.
How old is it?
Really thought you meant denature. And then I was like, is nature the opposite of denature?
Oh, the opposite of denature.
You think it's probably about 15 years old.
Oh, so not that old.
No, it's got, as you're inspecting it, on the bottom of the toy, there's a little branding. Is no fun.
Blitzky.
Oh my god. Elevore stuffs it away in a pouch for sure. Right.
Lena looks a little disappointed, actually, but she knows finder's keeper. She's a rogue. She gets
this,
it.
This chattering pair of wooden teeth with fangs might be a potential compromise you in a stealth situation if it was, you know.
Hey, I've got a humming locket. You've got a chattering teeth.
Is there any chance this is the holy symbol?
It seems unlikely based on
the
everything.
God of teeth?
No, sure.
Let me listen at this door I'm standing by to see if there's any like gnashing or... That's a 28.
All of that gnashing is coming from behind you.
I think we should check the other bone piles, though.
You know what? You do as you listen
sure,
at that,
I will.
That door. What do you hear, Lena? Sounds like it might be someone sweeping.
I got a 7 to check this bone pile in the bottom.
We're rolling
right corner.
So well.
All right.
Shh, someone's sweeping.
You find Broldish it seems to be these are piles of bones and some toys. A plush werewolf toy.
So cute.
With a little is no fun, is no Blinsky toy tag on it.
All right, now I want to look.
The,
this is very sinister, though.
the little plush werewolf is filled of sawdust, and it has kind of dull knife blades for claws and retractable teeth.
Retractable teeth? That's advanced
Blinsky
work.
Is a craftsman.
Yeah, clearly.
Tony, I would also like to search this. Crucible rolled a 24.
Wow, see, you're good at this. You find a wooden puzzle box, 6 inches on a side.
Ooh, a box. Ooh. Nothing bad will happen if I open this.
Each side of the box has the silhouette of a leering clown face. As you hold the box, Crucible, it rattles.
Why does it have to be a box? This is not a bag.
Lena is busy doing her hand gesture for everyone stop rattling like piles of bones.
And yet, I rolled a 15 for this pile over here.
For the final pile, what might be inside? Mm.
All right, I'm running out of toys for my list of toys. Imra, did you got pulled bones. Out a toy? Okay.
I hope.
You find a vaguely coffin-shaped jack-in-the-box.
Ooh. What's this? What's the tune?
Lena's like doing like no.
I'm just gonna leave it. I think I'm all just right. gonna leave we've, it. I have back, a creepy like, doll.
Back in the ossuary it goes.
We've got the sneaky girl bond.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, I just.
Okay.
All right. What do I have to roll to open the puzzle box?
All right.
Oh yeah, the puzzle box.
Do you want to focus on the puzzle box right now, or want to focus on what's behind the door that Lena's been standing at for 4 minutes? give me an intelligence check, just straight intelligence check.
You're smart.
13.
It doesn't open. You can do another one again when you take a short rest.
All right, I'll put it away.
Okay.
Lena. Androdite and I are now next to Lena.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're ready.
And she's mouthing like, "You hear sweeping, right?"
Brolish and Pony are hanging back because we know that we are noisy.
Okay, so Amber got a 14 to a perception check to hear sweeping.
It does sound like there might be kind of some kind of sound of like shuffling feet on the other side.
Okay, if Androdite, I forget what her modifier is. Perception plus 7. Okay, hang on. Okay, Androdite got a 19 to her perception check. Is she alerting us to anything like sinister? Like, given the baseline is Ravenloft,
Androdite smells something. Something living. I'll give you that. Something like a. You know, an unrecognizable animal smell, but you know, not the smell of, say, death, decay.
It's the Androdite, you know, head skull. Tilt for living creature, as opposed to the head tilt in the other direction.
I feel like there's
for
one ear goes up for skeleton or
there
ghost.
You
know,
yeah. So we will execute breach and clear alpha, not breach and clear omega.
Yeah.
Brildish just nods. Yeah.
Okay, do we want to open the door?
What about like a sneaky opening? Sneaky.
Yeah, can you do a sneaky open?
I forget which of us has the higher stealth.
I think you do. I've got plus 4 and yours I think is a lot higher, doesn't
it's,
it?
It's 13.
Yeah. Oof.
I'm going to try and sneaky open the door. That's 27.
That's extremely sneaky, I would say.
Yeah, Borla doesn't even realize the door has been opened. Just patiently just chilling on Pony.
I want to suss out what's going on with our sweeping friend.
All right.
Elvor keeps trying to ride Samus, and Samus is like, no. Because he's jealous, a little jealous.
Okay, but is Donu allowed to ride Samus?
Oh, yes, yes. They're actually like best buds.
Nothing like an octopus riding a saber-toothed tiger. Fan art, please.
As nature intended. All right. There is a very long chamber ahead of you. You could call it a hallway. It's a little wide, and it's covered in like a weird kind of fog that clings to the ground. Lena, it is, and you feel there's like just opening the door a little bit. There's kind of a cold breeze that blows at your face here. Down at the far end of the hall, kind of in front of a, it looks like kind of a metal gate. There is a creature, and he's got like a lantern, kind of hanging on a hook off of his back, and he's sweeping at the ground. A little unclear what he could be sweeping at, given the amount of fog, and he's kind of shuffling.
Maybe he's sweeping the fog.
Shuffling back and forth, sweeping in the dark. I have an image of this.
It's my favorite Bruce Springsteen song, Sweeping in the Dark.
A creature is just another name for a friend.
What size category are we talking? Small?
This is, I would say, a medium or perhaps even small creature. It looks like it's a little bit less than 5 feet tall. And he perhaps turns to look in your direction, but doesn't notice you because of how stealthy you are. He has some strange physical features.
Does he look like the denizens of the... the abbot lived.
Oh yeah, he has like duck feet.
As you're looking at him, he looks like he is only one humanoid, has some animalistic features, and kind of, you know, he's got kind of strange, kind of like cat or bear like ears sticking up out of his head, kind of a weird mangy beard. You know, hard to say, is one of his arms animalistic or is he just a shaggy hairy guy? But yeah, one of his feet is clad in kind of a boot, and the other one looks rather duck like.
Vasilika, do you know this guy?
Does Vasilika talk? I forget how that works.
No, she has cards.
Cards. Vasilika pokes her head out and looks around and seems to take a moment to think about it and flips through her cards and holds up no, but kind of shrugs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have a way to trank this guy or put him to sleep or anything? Or
oh yeah, let me just get my tranquilizer rifle,
my dart gun. Yeah,
y'all have magic.
There's a hug count. Sorry, my bad. As tranquilizing, because some people, when you hug them, it calms them down. It interrupts the nervous system.
It depends upon who is hugging me. So like, there, it's a complicated equation.
Lena can like scamper up and put a knife to his throat, but y'all seem pretty skittery when she does that. So
Brildish is fine with it, for the record.
Yeah, no, Brildish is her girl.
Yep.
I mean, my vote is always for Elevore to go talk to NPCs. So like. Yep.
And wait, if it turns out that this is like a cousin of, you know, Vasilka's old roomie, then, you know, maybe there's some sort of connection. Maybe he's been brought here against his will. Like, this could be another person to rescue. We shouldn't judge just based on looks.
Is the gate on the other side open or closed?
Oh, good question.
Closed. Yeah. So I will mention, looking down the hallway, you see three doorways on the north side of the hall. And also, it looks like a flight of stairs heading up. Let me just reveal a little bit more there just so you can see exactly stuff. And then kind of a, not quite a portcullis, but like, you know, like an inside portcullis gate looking into a large area at the end. There's also one door not too far from where you are leading south off of this long hall-like chamber.
Does anyone
like the idea of an inside portcullis and an outside portcullis?
Does anyone have like mage hand or something to prevent the switch from flipping? If he decides to flip it and run away, we could just be like, no, you're talking to us, sorry.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea,
because what we don't want is him like seeing us flipping the portcullis, it opens and he just bolts and tells someone
I have
that we're
whole
here.
Person so
oh I mean that also worked.
I could also, like, you know, come up, and because it's a 60-foot range.
Do you want to maybe prep hold person and like ready it if he tries to flee?
Yeah. I mean, he will still get a saving throw, but yeah, it's worth a try.
Yeah. Want to do that?
So complicated hand motions. Come over here. The whole, you know.
You could just close the door and whisper. Person. Yep.
Or maybe that.
Yeah.
So yes, I will as quietly as possible dismount from. Actually, you know what? Pony probably moves, but a celestial pony probably moves more quietly than Brodish. So pony will come over to the door,
and then we send.
All
it
I need
Elevore.
To do have is all I have is line of, need is line of sight. Yeah. So
okay,
I'm ready.
Is there a range or
at 60 feet?
Okay. Do I have to roll something, or you roll something?
Well, I'm not casting it yet. unless he starts to make a break
get
for it.
Squirrely.
Yeah, so it's like readied for if Elevore's conversation doesn't go well, which I can't imagine.
It might not.
I can't imagine a world where it
sometimes
doesn't go well.
Sometimes goes poorly.
Elevore, do you want to approach this creature?
So, yeah, I am going to crack open the door in the least threatening way I possibly can. So it's not so slow that it's like, but it's not so fast that it's like, It's just a nice, good pace that makes the just door swing open.
Like a normal person.
Like a normal person, which is hard for Elevore.
It's not a bed, Elevore. It's okay.
And he sees, he already knows, but the guy doesn't know that he knows that he's already been sweeping.
Just and totally so, normal.
Yeah, he like takes a second to look at the sweeping that's taking place, and he goes, "Hi, you have really done a great job of keeping things tidy in this room. I mean, have you seen the one behind us? It's full of bones. It's a mess in there."
The strange little 5-foot-tall animal man kind of turns to you, looking a little bit surprised. He kind of looks at you. One of his eyes is very wide-eyed looking at you. The other one is kind of looking in a different direction, and he says to you, "Oh, I didn't know the master had assigned anyone else down here to help Cyrus clean up."
Actually, we haven't been assigned to help clean up.
Who is we? Are you me?
Hello.
I've got some friends here with me. And we are just kind of looking around the place and happened across this area. And again, you know, taking a moment to appreciate your work.
Sorry, Mike. Guys, like, oh, we're thinking about buying a castle. We're just looking around, see what the place
appraising
is.
Appraising
it.
Yeah.
Oh, Cyrus is happy to meet newcomers. Please step out into my hallway. It is ever so clean.
Yeah, and I would love to, friend. But there is one.
You know what? Brildish will. Like, have you actually entered the room? Actually,
wait, no.
Wait,
Elevore, no,
or are you outside the room?
I'm still outside of the room because of the weird
then
mist.
Elevore closes the door in your face.
I was just thinking, Brildish did not want Elevore to be alone
longer
than necessary, but as long as we're still shoulder to shoulder, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm at the door. I'm like, yeah, I really would love to come hang out in there, but I got to tell you, it's kind of cool. You're in there and you don't seem to be having a problem with all of this sort of liquid mist that's around. Do you know anything about what's going on in here?
Oh, no problem for Cyrus. Cyrus likes the mist.
What is the mist?
Mist is mist. Right?
So it doesn't hurt you.
Does the mist hurt you, friend?
That's what I'm worried about.
That would be a real missed opportunity.
Oh, no.
I used that one at the beginning of the show and nobody was paying attention. It's fine.
I heard it. But thanks, we also Erica. Made that joke in a previous episode.
Well, no. Months ago, there's no way to
every joke you hear on Total Party Kill is new and original. Or reference to something we said before. Certainly one of those.
Yeah. Actually.
This is all tightly scripted.
Yeah, in case you didn't know. Cyrus, can I ask you something?
Oh, please do. Please. Can we not shout back and forth across this hall? It's hurting my throat.
Oh, of course. If you want to come closer, we can chat.
Cyrus scuttles about halfway down the hall toward you.
All right. I still stay at the door. If there's one thing I've learned in my time traveling around, it's that everybody...
You're a time traveler?
Yes, indeed. I travel through time. In fact, I've got a secret for you. You, too, are a time traveler.
Don't confuse him.
Pretty cool,
Cyrus,
right?
Cyrus is anyway, not sure about that.
This is the worst episode of Reading Rainbow I've ever seen.
What I've noticed is that everybody has things they want, right? And I just would like to know, because you're doing so much for other people here. You're keeping the place clean. You're looking cool while you're doing it. And I'm just loving the vibe, but I am curious, what is it that Cyrus wants?
Oh, I don't think Cyrus wants anything. If I wanted something, the master would tell me, I'm sure.
Oh, so your boss tells you what you want.
The master. You know the master. We all work for the master.
Uh-huh, yeah. Big guy upstairs.
Yes. Downstairs, who can say? He comes and goes. It's his castle, you know. And we must keep it clean.
Right, I agree. I mean, do you spend all of your time in this hallway just working on this hallway, or do you go all over the place keeping the place clean?
This is my main area of responsibility.
My friends out here would love to say hi as well. If you have a moment to, I don't know, are you able to like take a pause, hang out at the bone table, have a chat? Or is this kind of like a you can't stop working sort of thing or else the boss gets upset?
There is a lot of mist to sweep, but it'll be okay if I take a minute.
All right, come hang out. Let's have a moment. I've got some food. It'd be great to talk.
All right, and Cyrus, the strange animal man, steps into the Hall of Bones, kind of staring wide-eyed at the 10 of you lurking in there. Is Cyrus, the strange animal man who lives in the basement of Strahd von Zarovich, your new friend or your next enemy? What will happen to us here in the Larders of Ill Omen? Probably something with omens. I don't know how things work here at Total Party Kill. For answers to questions such as these, tune in next time to Total Party Kill.
Incomparable Podcast Network. Become a member and support this show today. TheIncomparable.com/members.